like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 20th March 2013. And since I was out of town Friday, and I want to thank Ralph Winterroud for sitting in for me Monday, it seems I had a long lost weekend, only to come home and have the flu. Jeez. And the hits just keep on coming. At any rate, long story short, because I wasn't here Monday, and I did use that term Monday, did I not? Yeah, that's because today's Wednesday. But I've got Ron McDonald on, and Ron, we can say Wednesday all day long.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to ask you how you're doing because you've been sick.
Well, and on top of that, I'll tell you what, there are people that you will go the mile, the extra mile for, and when you stop to turn around to have a conversation, they're a mile back down the road behind you. Just ran into that this past weekend. And does it surprise me? No. Does it jade me? No. Because human nature is what it is. And there are people out there that are solid gold. There are those that are flash-plated. And then there are those that are just scoundrels, but they smile a lot, and they're real slick.
I think there's the ones that smile, and they're really slick. That might describe 65% of the population today.
Oh, and you know, because somebody has the ability to communicate, you know, it's like, oh, well, gosh, they're just salesmen. They're selling an agenda. They're selling an idea. They're selling. Well, yeah, that may be true, but there are truisms, folks, and then there are falsehoods, and then there's a way of cutting corners, and then there's a way just to misrepresent. And yeah, the world seems to be plagued by, we no longer have a standard. There's no right or wrong anymore. It's what can I cut a corner with? What can I get away with? What can I do to keep myself out of jail? Because I'll bend rules until such point where the bowel doesn't break, and they really don't have a reason to come after me anyhow. And I'm putting this in context of what you and I, folks, would consider of old school. Handshake, no contracts, handshake, you're solid, I'm solid, we're all good. Not anymore. Hell, you have to have a team of lawyers and, I don't know, $1 million in the bank to pay for the lawyers if you ever got to call them. The whole world's gone insane. There are no standards anymore. They're out the window. I'm not out the window. I'm sitting right here. Ron McDonald's sitting here. Yeah. And we'll get around to doing the program right after this short break. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, joined by Ron McDonald today on a Wednesday.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord, 550 tensile strength, military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at campingsurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on campingsurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from campingsurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. campingsurvival.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Oh, what is that saying about wicked webs we weave when we're out there to do what? Tell the truth.
Deceive.
I want to get into this Jim Willie issue on the European Union and Cyprus. If you look at Cyprus as kind of a place where people parked a heck of a lot of money, kind of like what U.S. corporations and even U.S. politicians do in the banks in the Cayman Islands, for tax reasons, for a lot of different reasons, but at any rate, for an island that's only, 30 miles long and 7 miles across at its greatest width, there's more money in the Cayman Islands than I think there is in gold mines left in the world. I mean, there's a lot of stuff down there. But I want to pull that up and I want to get into that because there's a plan going on, folks. You're hearing the rumblings of, there might be bank runs. And, well, we'll get into the issue about Cyprus. But something else from Jim Willie. Now, the Golden Jackass, I don't know why this guy ever called himself that. I guess he had enough faith in his knowledge and what he was doing that just attach a funny name to it, and I guess, people get a yuck-yuck out of that. Well, he's come out with some information. Now, did anybody get a bad feeling about Mark Zuckerberg and what he created, Facebook, or better still, what he stole while he was in college? Well, Mark Zuckerberg is revealed by Tapblog. His two grandfathers, now you're going to love this one, are David Rockefeller and Maurice Greenberg. That would be Hank to you and I, of AIG fame. He has an agenda in service to the cabal. Camelot has many branches in American royalty. It's been revealed that Mark Zuckerberg is the grandson of David Rockefeller, as I said. His true name is Jacob Greenberg, also grandson to Hank Greenberg. He is royalty. Now, some police records show Jacob Greenberg was arrested for possession of Marahuchi when he was a much younger man. His mugshot was taken, which looks younger than the Facebook icon present. 99% reliability on this story, folks. It was later revealed that this could indeed be the man the world knows as Mark Zuckerberg. Also, the Rothschilds, God, you got to love this, they actually own 8% of Facebook. Now, the hidden agenda for the Facebook social network is to aid the growth of the police state and a one-world government movement. I have a Facebook account. Very rarely will you ever see me on that. People are worried about their privacy. Well, the government knows too much about it, but yet people of their own volition will get up there and gab everything up, personal little secrets that you probably don't even tell your wife or your husband. You'll put them on Facebook for the world to see. And you think that's okay because you think you're in charge. Really? Okay. Well, according to Tapblog, the venture Facebook was funded with $500 million from a CIA-owned bank. Now, one can only wonder if the other giant Google has similar disguised progeny. The adopted name Zuckerberg means sugar mountain in German. Jawohl. Now, the fast-rising social network is indeed a mountain of information from which they can extract billions. In recent weeks, the face of Facebook has been revealed as numerous members making comments about their support for gun ownership have had their Facebook accounts frozen. Big brother at work. The Tapblog is a collective of motivated researchers and writers who join forces to distribute information and voice opinions avoided by the world's media. Unless you wish to provide the nefarious leadership crew of a consent trail for your life, complete with various control gates, close your Facebook account. Now, this is going to sound double-sided. Oh, internet, freedom. Oh, see? Now the Patriot Movement is telling you you can't communicate with people. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying that you know damn right well, and Google has been caught at it how many times? With no paperwork, just a phone call from somebody in Homeland Security or somebody, some aficionado in the FedGov picks up the phone and says, "Hey, Google, we have a request." "No, we ain't got any warrants. No, we ain't got any paperwork, but just wink, wink, do us a favor here. If you think your information is secure on any email, any Facebook account, Google, I don't give a damn what, then you're living in a dream world. It's not how it is, it's how you want it to be. And it just ain't so." So I just wanted to make a qualifying statement about that. For years, Jim Willie has refused all invitations since many of them are actually generated by the Facebook kitchen in a false manner. Verified numerous times, Facebook attempts to expand from computer-derived invitations, not human ones, like electronic cancer. Refusals for LinkedIn and other social media networks are also routinely done. Now, Jim Woolley would like to add some other famous family lines. Jimmy Carter was fathered by Joe Kennedy Sr. Thus, he is half-brother to John, Robert, and Edward from Camelot. Now, it seems that Miss Lillian, the mother was Joe's secretary, was more than dictation being taken by the woman when she was under the elder's employee. That explains why Jimmy never had a father revealed during his presidency. Not to be outdone, Billy Jefferson Clinton, yeah, you know him as William Jefferson Clinton, is the great-grandson to John D. Rockefeller, the oil magnate. Does that make sense now, folks, why that was the first U.S. president to have his birth certificate sealed from public view? Ooh. There's more going on in a woodpile than you can imagine. Bill Clinton was selected due to his penchant for bond fraud and kept interest in cocaine binges. We all remember Mena, Arkansas, right? God. Dead people laying along the railroad tracks in the whole nine yards. I mean, Mena, Arkansas was Coke Center USA, folks, and Billy Boy was up to his nostrils in it. After his election and residence in the Arkansas Governor Mansion, the Air Force base nearby to Little Rock had its runway lengthened threefold by the, guess who, the alphabet soup people, CIA. It was then suitable to accommodate the larger aircraft that, well, was necessary to transport large shipments of narcotics to Panama and vice versa. The hidden Camelot U.S. royalty of the elite scumbags go on. Now, we'll get around here to Mr. Willie's information here on what people, I know you've been asking yourself the question. We know the world's economic system based on the fiat money producers. Yeah, we know we've gone into exhausting detail as what was done, how it was done. But nobody has asked the question, okay, what's the O capital S with a hit plan? What's plan B? We're all saying, we all know that the system can't keep monetizing itself. You can't retire debt with debt. They're not even telling you how much debt or theft was actually done on behalf of people through commercial banks. You know, with that little real estate thing, that mortgage-backed security. Doesn't that sound really good? Yes, we're going to back this, and it's got real property. Well, yes and no. How many times was it sold? 100 times? 20 times? Some yahoo, some big money bag sitting over in China? How the hell did he know what he was buying? Oh, yeah, we marked it AAA. Oh, yeah, it's as good as gold. Really? So here we sit. So Jim Willie described a scenario in which, yeah, we know the system's going down. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And what are the bankers? Now, you see they have great interest. No pun intended. Well, if you think it's funny, fine, go ahead and chuckle. They have a great amount of interest in still making money off of their fiat transactions. Do you think a group of people that envisioned world government, oh, it's a new world order. To them, it's just multinational corporations being able to do business across state lines, country lines, you know, unfettered. By the way, we make up our own rules as we go along. Do you think that these people that for a couple hundred years have been working on this just as new world order kind of thing, do you think that they're going to go belly up? Do you think that they're just going to walk away with no plan B? The answer to that is absolutely no. So we'll get into the Jim Willie issue. I've got to dig up the information. I want to be absolutely precise about this. But, Ron, for the time being, let's move on to Cyprus. Now, folks, Cyprus, as I said earlier, is kind of like the Grand Caymans of Europe. A lot of people, including Russia, have a lot of money parked over there. But, you see, all these bailouts and everything, you know, these countries just living the socialist dream, kept borrowing more money from the governments for their entitlement programs and, well, all the socialistic stuff that they wanted to do. Well, kind of the water got cut off on that. Why? Because of the banking crisis. Now, what are they doing of these countries? They're demanding that they cut programs. They're doing this, that, and the other. Problem is, these countries are into the world banks for billions and billions. So those that are holding the mortgage on your supposed mortgage on what you do and how you do it, who do you think is going to have the final say? Is it going to be the people that absolutely control your economy? That's been feeding you money, knowing damn right well where all this is going, and you're going to be let off scot-free like, oh, well, it blew up. No big deal. We've made billions of dollars, so we lose billions here and billions there. Who cares? We've made our money 100-fold over. Do you think that's going to be the case? No, it is not. Watch what's happening in Cyprus. Could it happen here? Oh, it'll never happen here. Yeah. Well, we still got a lot of people in this country that think we're living under the Constitution, and we got an uncle named Sam. We'll break. We'll be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime, to the large super bass. You will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. Well, the European Union is teaching Americans what lies at the end of the road of an out-of-control federal spending and debt. Cyprus is the latest country that has required a bailout, but this time, the authorities have crossed the Rubicon in how they've addressed the problem. The basic approach to overextended European Union countries is to grant them immediate bailout money to enable them to make payments on their debts and other expenses, including their massive welfare doles to their citizenry. As a condition to receiving the bailout money, the EU requires the government to slash expenses, except the US, that is, especially by reducing payments to the dole recipients. Oh, and by the way, we have to raise taxes. And additionally, bondholders have been required to take a loss on their investments. If you want to know, folks, a little side note here, why the government has to monetize its own debt is because no fool on this planet wants to buy their treasuries at next to nothing at maturity. Okay? I don't have all the bond payouts here, but it's next to nothing. Just during the time we eat a hearty meal, inflation or devaluation of currencies would eat up whatever you thought that you would make on these treasuries. Now, with this Cyprus thing, they've taken a little different turn. To avoid having to slash expenses and taxes, the president of Cyprus announced that the government would just simply expropriate the money that people have deposited in the country's banks. And a little side note, just keep this ringing in your head, folks. Remember the Germans wanted to come over and see their gold in the vaults in New York at the Fed Reserve? No, we have it. No, it's certified. It's there. No, we want to see it. No, you can't see it. Well, we'll give it back to you in 7 years. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm a Chinese jet pilot, at any rate. Now, those who have had deposits in excess of 100,000 euros would have 10% of their monies just disappear in their accounts. Those with less would have about 7% confiscated. So over 100, 10%, under 100, 1,000 euros, only 7%. Doesn't that make people feel better? I feel warm and fuzzy already. Now, so here you have an entire group of people who have saved their money, never dreaming that they would have to bear the consequences of out-of-control government spending and debt, especially for those on the government welfare dole. Now, not surprisingly here, the Cyprus plan is having consequences, namely with old-fashioned bank runs. There, I swear to God, I saw this on YouTube. Ron, there was a guy over in Cyprus that was on a bulldozer, and he said, "You are going to give me my money right now, or I'm going to drive this damn bulldozer right through your bank." I did not hear if they coughed up the money and threw it out an open window or not. The story's still pending.
Yeah. I would have. I definitely would have.
Oh, man. Depending on what you had in there, let me see. What would my bail be at jail? Okay. And plus the satisfaction of just running over somebody that just, well, ran you over. And didn't you have the courtesy to back up, run over you again, and say, "Excuse me." Now, not surprisingly, the plan, the Cyprus plan, is having its consequences. People are trying to get their money out of the Cyprus banks before the parliament itself formally approves the deal. Even more ominous about this, depositors are now taking their money out of banks in weaker countries and moving them to stronger countries. Well, that may work for a while. That's like if I wanted to move to Singapore. That's just an out-of-the-way country. It doesn't have much in taxes. There's no extradition. Let me tell you something. If there's something that the world bankers want, your ass is safe nowhere on this planet. The New World Order. There's no sense in running from it because you're only going to die very, very tired. That is, if you even get to run. Chances are, one way or another, you're going to end up dead or you're going to end up in jail. One or the other, doesn't matter. Now, not surprisingly, as I said, this plan is having its consequence. Now, perhaps that's why the president of Cyprus is keeping the nation's bank closed on an extended holiday. Perhaps that's also why both he and the parliament are now balking at implementing the bank deposit confiscation plan. Now, several years ago, if we remember, the Argentine government was faced with a tremendous shortfall of revenues to cover its ever-burgeoning expense. What did it do? Well, it simply confiscated people's retirement accounts. Whoops. Now, would the U.S. government ever do these sorts of things? Well, don't forget that President Roosevelt did it during the Great Depression when he nationalized gold and made it a felony offense to own it. Notwithstanding the fact that it had been the official constitutional money of the United States since the founding of the nation, until FDR showed up. And FDR ordered Americans to deliver their gold to the federal government, which paid them off in a cheapened, devalue, irredeemable note. It was a confiscation of wealth no different in principle from that was done by the Argentine government and is now being conducted by the Cyprus government. Today, there is an enormous debate occurring in the United States over the issue of out-of-control federal spending and debt. The statists are saying, "Don't worry." Sounds like a Bobby McFerrin song. "Don't worry. Be happy. Everything's fine. The government should just keep spending and spending and borrowing and borrowing. It's the key to economic prosperity, folks." That's because the Americans in this country do not understand the banking system itself. They don't understand the way it works. They don't know that the criminals are really in charge of the booty. And what they say goes. Is anything safe in America? I don't know. Is it? We'll take the break. I'll continue with this on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back here. Let me get back into this story. I want to finish this up because people need to understand that physically, if you don't own, you do not control, you cannot defend. If you can't see it, don't ever, ever think that you have control of it, because you do not. Today, back to FDR. Let me not forget Franklin Delano. Roosevelt really was a card-carrying communist, ordered Americans to deliver their gold to the Fed government. Well, today, there's enormous debate occurring in the United States, you know, fiscal cliff and all that other stuff. But don't worry, everything's going to be hunky-dory. The government is just going to keep spending and spending and borrowing like nothing is going wrong. Out-of-control federal spending and debt is the road to national bankruptcy. Look at Greece, look at Italy, look at Spain, now Cyprus. Governments cannot spend people rich. They spend people into impoverishment. I mean, there's no two ways about that one. It's time to get off this road before it's too late, and time to dismantle, not reform, the welfare state. Otherwise, be prepared for drastic measures employed by the federal government against the American people. And you may be sitting out there going, well, hell, I'm not worried about any drones. I think these people are all cockamamie. Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm not on the government's hit list. You already are, folks. You already are. So, I was talking to Ralph Winterroad today, Ron.
Yeah.
And he said something that I already knew, but it made me smile. I told him, I said, did you hear what happened to Dianne Feinstein's gun bill? it blew up in her face. No, I didn't hear that. Well, and I said, you know who canned it publicly? Harry Reid, of all people. The excuse given? Well, Harry says we can't get 40% vote in the Senate here to pass this bill. So, you know, there's some Democrats that are coming up for re-election in a year or so. So, you know, we want to try to maintain control of the House. And how are we going to do that if, you know, we do something like Dianne Feinstein's grand opus here? Now, the funny thing, I told Ralph, I said, the funny thing about this is, I said, we are living in a legislative democracy. I said, why do you think that you're seeing people like the guy up in New York, the mayor of New York? Now he's going after smokers. He went after the people that drank soft drinks that are too big. I wonder if the mayor of New York realizes that, you know, if people would drink soft drinks, no matter if it was a 16-ounce or a full quart, you know, is it good for you? No, I wouldn't call it nutritious, especially if it's using what, Ron? All that corn syrup crap. And I defy people. Something happened. Either something happened to my taste buds, or something went wrong with Coca-Cola. Because years ago, I thought, you know, I'd taste this stuff and it had this funny aftertaste to it. And I kept thinking, you know, did they reformulate this stuff? Did they go back to their 1890s recipe minus the cocaine? What? Until, folks, and I want you to try this experiment for yourself. Go to some Stop and Rob someplace, what we call party stores down here in Texas, and get yourself a Mexican Coca-Cola. You can recognize it because it's got a white sticker on it, and you can't read anything on the damn label because it's all in Mexico, Mexican. So that comes from Mexico. It's made with cane sugar. Do your own taste test. You can take a taste of that muddy-tasting American Coke with the corn syrup in it, and God knows what else. Clean your palate off, and then take a drink of the Mexican Coke, the old-school Coca-Cola. It's a lot crisper tasting, doesn't have that aftertaste. And I know it's a leap of faith drinking anything with water in it coming from Mexico. But I don't think you'll get Montezuma's revenge, at least I haven't yet. But, my God, everything is being adulterated. In this country, in this legislative democracy we have now, now we have mayors. Now we have city councils. Now we got state governments going, well, you know, this gun control thing, we believe in it. Well, you're, evidently, you're one out of five that do. They just did a recent survey. 4 out of 5 Americans said, you know what? We don't give a damn what you say. Whether you outlaw them, make us criminals, we don't care. We're not giving up the firearms. And when I told Ralph Winter wrote that, he said, John, you realize that's the only thing that's stopping these people from doing anything they damn well please. I said, but now, Ralph, you're starting to see the legislative democracy come up with all this cockamamie stuff. And if you don't know what a legislative democracy is, folks, I refer you back to my Thursday and Friday program, not this past week, not last week, the week before. Go into the archives and listen to it. Please. Because they have flipped the government. And I keep, Ron, I keep having people tell me, they can't do that.
They did.
They sure as hell did. And they're going to keep doing more of it. And There is no constraint. There are no guidelines. There is no constitution anymore, according to these clowns. They're just all these little cookie cutter corporate little entities that, whatever we say goes.
Well, you know, the thing is understanding who actually owns the country. And I've always given an example that if the court system is using yen, then you know you're in Japan. If it's using United States gold coins under the Mint Act of 1792, then you're in the United States of America. But what if it's using Federal Reserve notes? Then what? Whose courts are you in?
I'm in the court of the money changers, and it don't matter.
That's it.
Yeah. Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just thinking one day, If I had an American silver dollar in my pocket, I have constitutional money in my pocket, correct?
Yeah, with a government that doesn't recognize the Constitution anymore. Okay, I'm with you.
They basically want you to be a fiction, a straw man, a stakeholder, and you're an animal and not a man. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, my wife gets letters for some taxes that she owes. I write it across the front of it, and I tell them I don't come under the United Nations. I don't, and Ban Ki-moon is not my boss. But anyway, why I called? Do you see on Fox over here this guy took a picture of his son with the rifle in the proper position, and he put on Facebook, and a cop came over the house and wanted to see his guns, and he had them in a gun safe.
No, I missed that one.
Just keep your eyes peeled.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't know if he let him in a gun safe or not. But anyway, the point is, you remember when you had a gun safe to keep the criminals out?
Yep.
Now you got to have a gun safe to keep the cops out.
Yeah, but you see, policy-wise and legislative democracy-wise, they're now the peacekeepers, and they're only following policy that somebody hands them.
They are still freaked out because the Constitutional Convention was not held. We stopped them back in 88 down in Florida.
Yeah.
And since Florida and Alabama withdrew, that was 88, all this stuff is happening. And it's happening faster because they don't know what to do. They're freaked out.
Well, as I said on this program, you know, did you hear me when I said I was talking about Eric Holder?
He needs to be fired.
Fired? This man needs to be in prison.
Right.
I've always been asking the question, well, okay, we had these mortgage-backed securities. All this money everybody made money off of the housing. So where did all that profit go, and shouldn't these people be returning it? Well, they're only going to return it if they're told to return it, if they're found guilty of what? Fraud. Well, how do you prove somebody is guilty of fraud? Well, you prove it in a court of law. According to the United States Attorney General, and I'm quoting him, these aren't my words. These didn't come off of somebody's third party whatever. These are his words. He said, I am concerned that the size of some of these institutions becomes so large that it does become difficult for us to prosecute them. When we are hit with indications that if we do prosecute, if we do bring a criminal charge, it will have a negative impact on the national economy, even maybe the world.
Okay, now, John, people should go out and Google Tom Hennigan and hunt around. He reports $1.5 trillion of deposit in the U.S. Treasury. You have to hunt for it and read his back articles. I don't know if you know about it or have seen it.
I'll check it out.
That sounds good news to me. Later.
See ya. Yeah, I've got the other Jim Willie article. I want to get into that as well, because he's got, he makes a case here that, in fact, what's going to happen is what we all suspect has to happen. Ron McDonald, is there any doubt in your mind that this Ponzi scheme that they've floated, they've run this puppy out about as far as they can?
Yeah, they have, but, you know, because the currency is all fictitious, it's just an illusion, they can make up any type of remedy, you know, to do it. But, you know, there's an agenda here. There's an agenda to get one world currency.
Right.
And probably a cashless currency. So they have total control of every aspect of a man's means of earning a living, his property, everything else. And I think that's really what they're up to.
Well, according to Jim Willie, and this is the O capital S with a hit plan, or Plan B, that nobody seems to be talking about. And he sat down with the silver doctor, and they did an interview on the 13th. And he believes this is what's going to be happening massively with the European banking collapse, the imminent collapse. Now, we're seeing a lot of associated people jumping on board and going, yeah, it doesn't look good. House of Cards, European Union, blah, blah, blah. And again, folks, somebody that was sophisticated enough to put together a plan for the biggest ripoff of mankind, other people's stuff in human history, you don't think they have a backup plan? Really? Well, Willie states that the global financial collapse is now at our doorstep.
and that end game will be triggered by a small, medium-sized bank failure in Europe. Keep in mind that this story was done just a day or two before things started to go funky in Europe. Willie informs the Silver Doctor's readers that the coming European bust will ignite a global gold rush as the only remaining safe haven, and you will see the end to the reserve status of the U.S. dollar. Well, folks, think about it. The United States dollar being the reserve, when it's only worth what? And they can't sell their treasuries to prop up and make payments on the treasuries already sold? Yeah. It's time to crank up the printing press. But see, that doesn't make these current bondholders any happier, because what are they getting paid off with? Well, the Fed's futile attempt to reinflate the housing bubble and the series of climax events that will bring a breathtaking global financial collapse to our doorstep. And this collapse will devastate everybody in the West, except especially those who are bold enough and brave enough to buy gold and silver now. The only way that you're going to escape this collapse. Now, he says, I don't think we're going to see a default as a trigger event in gold or silver. I didn't say we won't see a gold and silver default. I said it won't be the trigger. There are too many deep sources for gold, and the central banks have access to it. I refer to Basel, Switzerland, the Roman catacombs, or Bank of England. He says, I think they're pretty close to the bottom of their gold barrel. But they have big, powerful friends in Rome and in Basel, Switzerland. The trigger is not going to come from within the U.S. because it's just so controlled. The markets are being controlled from multiple different centers. In particular, Fed Reserve, Treasury Department, J.P. Morgan, and good old Goldman. It's just so corrupt to the core that we're seeing a blossoming of fascist business models and corruption that's accepted. New rules, folks. Attention should be drawn to Europe. Look at some of the most recent events that are really quite staggering. The Italian elections kicked out GSAC's preppy Mario Monti. And I'm surprised that he's not being thrown off the palace balcony. It's in direct response to the hikes that Monti imposed on property tax to finance the bankers. The Italian people have a much more effective political system than the United States, or at least they take the threat seriously. Italy actually has elected a comedian. Now, this is like electing John Belushi to form a coalition government. And Mario Monti is on his way out, and what does that mean? The defense of their dead banks with liquidity lines and property tax hikes will end in the near future. In Spain, you have a new high-level financial corruption events that have paralyzed the nation at a time they've already seen a string of big financial firm failures. Now, this at a time when they have 25% unemployment. I think that the likelihood of violence on the streets is greater in Spain than in any other country right now. Spain's bank's insolvency and wretched unemployment is causing tremendous distress, and there will be a breaking point there. Then in France, you have Hollande, the leader of the socialist clowns, has raised the highest tax bracket to 90%. No, I didn't stutter. I said to 90%. The resulting capital flight to Scandinavia is astounding, leaving the nation extremely vulnerable. Oh, but let's not leave out the old people. German economic slowdown, which is really capturing some attention, which will remove the ability and patience of bank rescues. Then you have the London banks, which are joined by the French banks and a broad, deep exposure to Southern Europe. They have set themselves up to have their heads cut off. Recall, if you will, that the Draghi solutions like the LTRO were recently insulted by debt downgrades, which was unprecedented. Then you have the United States federal government, which is the only buyer of United States Treasury bonds, and the Euro Central Bank as the only buyer of the PIGS bond. I like the acronym. Stands for Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain. Now, here is a note to the stress in the system. The European banking system received $1.2 trillion in dollar swap funds from the New York Fed in January alone to prop up the European Central Bank system. Now, the European banks are collectively much larger than U.S. banks, but are in suspended animation, while the U.S. banks are being supported by what? No great secret. Call Langley. Narcotics money and laundering.
Who just got busted for doing that? HSBC, yeah. Pay a fine. Nobody's going to jail. Any politicians that helped you do this, anybody associated with your firm, any other business, we're going to protect everybody. Doesn't matter. Just pay the fine and shut up. We'll get back to this. We'll take your calls. I want to finish this out, but I want to take your calls immediately after this break because I don't want to get behind in the point of the conversation that we're in.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alrighty, we are back. You know what? That's the reason why I had the DB switch on the mic flipped up. So, redo me on the board and we'll party on here. That's why. No wonder you could hear, you could hear the mouse fart in the next room. That's why. Alright, Anthony in New York. Hello, Anthony.
hey, John, how's it going? Yes. I just wanted to ask you a quick question. I went to purchase silver off your website today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure it's a misunderstanding, but on the RBN trading site, it says that the minimum purchase for two things that I wanted. One, the minimum purchase was $40,000, and the other one was a $3,000 minimum purchase, which obviously, I mean, I could never afford that. Can that be right, or is that like a misprint?
That's a misprint.
Okay.
I'll put the bug in Paul Drockton's ear.
Okay, thank you. I'll call back then on the trading company. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Yeah. There was too many zeros added in there. Yeah, if it sounds too bad to be true, chances are it really is. Bear in Colorado. Hello, Bear.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, a couple of things have been happening lately. One is I did some searching around, and I found a UCC-1 financial statement that was filed in Maryland. And it's kind of interesting. I sent you the document. You may not have it yet in your email. The debtor information says that there's a company called the Federal Reserve System at 20th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., and another debtor is E. Pluribus Unum, the United States of America, at 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue. And this is, by the way, this is filed by the state of Maryland, and you can be found in Maryland Department of Assets and Taxation Business Service. And,
I know where 1600 is.
Well, yeah, but 1500 is United States Department of the Treasury.
I see.
It's also a debtor on there is United States Department of Defense Finance and Accounting Service and the Comptroller of Maryland. And the secured party creditors, get this, United States Department of the Treasury of 1789, the North American Water and Power Alliance, which has an address of 1400 Defense Pentagon, Washington, D.C. So that's part of the Defense Department. The U.S. Treasury Department Internal Revenue Service, IRS, and they have some others on here. The main thing is what it is Maryland has secured $14.3 trillion against the Federal Reserve System, and it filed the UCC-1, which is a registration of security, and they are turning it over to, it looks like the Department of Treasury and the Defense Department for I don't know what. But it was kind of interesting that they put it against the entire Federal Reserve System. I'm still trying to do some research on what this all means.
Yeah, when you reach the bottom of that barrel, let me know.
Well, there's a rumor that I don't know if you know about the Keenan lawsuit about the Federal Reserve notes that were there's 249 Federal Reserve notes valued at $500 million per note that were stolen from this gentleman Keenan, and he filed a 2011 case in the United States Court of International Claims. And they say that that's coming around. And then the other thing is there's a group called One People's Public Trust, which took a 200-year-old trust from the people of 1776.
Is this based on the information here that, what was his name, that claimed that he had a lawsuit and there was trillions of dollars there?
Yeah, that was Keenan, and it was reported.
Okay, hold on. I got to take the break. Hold on a second, Bear. I'll be right back.